Why I joined my real education started when I became a militant supporter Heather Rowling. Rebellion was in the air in the 1960s. Age 12 and a pacifist, I joined the youth campaign for nuclear disarmament after the Cuban Missile Crisis and the Bay of Pigs invasion. But when my sister just hit me more and harder when I refused to fight back, I had to admit that pacifism probably wasn't going to work. The Soviet Union invaded Czechoslovakia with tanks to put down a revolt in 1968, and I had a picture of Alexander Dubček, Czech leader of the Prague Spring, on my bedroom wall next to the Beatles. I watched Ken Loach's powerful TV drama, Kathy Come Home, about homelessness and wept. The hopelessness of a young family, destroyed by the system, burned into my soul. This was in the post-war boom years. Maybe we needed something different. My parents were socialists, militants, but I didn't understand what that meant yet. Wall's End on Tyneside, my hometown, new unemployment and deprivation. Shipbuilding dominated. Launches were bittersweet celebrations. The workers were proud of the ocean liners and oil tankers towering over the terraced streets where they lived. But layoffs would follow the day after until the next shipbuilding order. More orders were going to Southeast Asia, where labor was cheap. Shipbuilding on the Tyne went into decline. My dad's cafe depended on shipyard workers for its trade. He often had to get a second job to supplement our income. I tried volunteering and realized it wouldn't solve anything. So I joined the Labour Party Young Socialists LPYS, aged 17. I was one of the first 18-year-olds to have the vote and voted Labour. But Ted Heath and the Tories got in, so I started reading The Militant. Only The Militant could explain to me why the Soviet Union had degenerated from its ideals of 1917. It had a program to fight poverty around the world. Under the leadership of militant supporters, the LPYS brought out a charter for young workers, a brilliant tool to fight for proper apprenticeships and better wages. I became a militant supporter and a member of the Socialist Party when it was formed. I left the Labour Party when my dad was threatened with expulsion for donating £5 at a militant readers' meeting. History at school didn't make much sense to me. My real history lessons began with Marxist discussion groups organized by militant supporters on the Russian, Chinese and Spanish revolutions. I'm now rereading Trotsky's brilliant history of the Russian Revolution, and marveling at the courage and audacity of the Russian working class who took center stage. I have learned, though, that the workers' movement will test many leaders and many will not live up to their historical task. The working class around the world are once again stepping onto the stage of history, and I'm confident that the Socialist Party and Committee for a Workers' International will win workers to its banner, and together we will overthrow the system that has caused so much poverty, misery, and wars. I want to finish the job my parents started